today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salamun alaikum. You are listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. On today's special, we speak about Islamic parenting. It's Friday, the 7th of Shawwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 8th of Ordibehesht, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 28th of April, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we'll listen to chapter An-Nahl, verses 58 to 59. And then the important points of it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذا بشر أحدهم بالأنثى ظل وجهه مسودا وهو كظيم.
And when one of them is informed of the birth of a female, his face becomes dark and he suppresses grief.
يتوارى من القوم من سوء ما بشر به أيمسكه على هون أم يدسه في التراب ألا ساء ما يحكمون.
He hides himself from the people because of the ill of which he has been informed. Should he keep it in humiliation or bury it in the ground? Unquestionably, evil is what they decide.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In a tradition from the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, we read that he says, "What a nice child a parent's daughter is. She's affectionate and of great help. She's one's companion and she's clean while cleaning at the same time." In fact, such respect shown towards the personality of women has served as a cause for their liberation in the society and has put an end to the era of servitude and slavery of women. However, it is most unfortunate that in some Islamic societies, there are still those forms of ignorant thought prevalent, and there are still a good number of families who rejoice in having sons born to them and are disturbed by having daughters.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا رب.
Now, what Islamic parenting says. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family said, "Every one of you is a guardian over his dependents and is responsible for the action of those persons who are dependent on him." Children, no doubt, are a blessing of Allah, the Almighty. From time a baby is conceived, we start planning ahead for their future, and the joy that comes with its arrival has no bounds. the love for our child in our hearts is something so natural, and it comes with no strings attached. But we must remember that children are an aman, our trustee, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore we have certain duties and responsibilities towards them, and Allah the Almighty, for He is the one who blessed us with them in the first place. Allah mentioned wealth and children together many a time in the Quran. Both wealth and children is a test to us, to test how we deal with this blessing.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Islamic parenting of children comprises of three things: tarbiyah, ta'deeb, and ta'aleem. That is upbringing, politeness, and education and training. If we are righteous, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us with a contented life with a lawful provision. This godly lifestyle is the environment in which we can successfully raise our children. The key to successful Islamic parenting is to have a noble character. How we are is how our children will become. The model, they model their behavior after us. What is a noble character? Do we have belief in our heart, and does it manifest itself in our outward actions? Are we charitable, and do our children see our prayer, our giving zakat, and fulfill our promises? Are we patient at all times, and especially with them? These are some things that we need to work on. Fourth key to Islamic parenting success is to have love and mercy between us and our spouse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put love and mercy between us. And are our children a witness to it? It is this love and mercy that will affect how they will in turn treat another later in life. The last key to successful Islamic parenting is having good companions. Your friends influence your lifestyle, and your lifestyle affects how your children are being raised. Therefore, have righteous friends and companions. Hang out with learned people if you can. Invite scholars, ulamas, and righteous people as guests to our place, to our home. All these things have an influence on what our child sees, learn, and do. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
This is today's special on how to give unconditional love when you're angry. Patience is not something that we're just born with. It's something that you have to work at. And in the Arabic language, they give the synonymous for patience as restrain and bracing oneself, holding yourself back, and holding yourself back. When you're angry, you have to practice patience. Hold yourself back from acting or saying. That's the best form of love you can show. One way of extinguishing your anger is to tell yourself that your child is a loving, amazing child at the very moment when you're feeling that anger. These words have the effect of water on fire over your mind. And if they don't extinguish the anger immediately, then keep saying this to yourself. Psychologically, you're talking yourself out of a negative mind frame into a positive one. Trust me, it's not easy, but inshallah, if you persist, it will work. What are today's tips for positive parenting? One of them is be loving yet firm. We must love them, love children with our words, cuddles and kisses, but keep a firm tone when we need them to listen to us while disciplining them. Let's keep our word and be consistent and firm. If they do something wrong, let's not protect them from facing consequences. All big crimes start like this. Love them at all times, but do not protect them from the consequences of their mistakes. Sometimes we need to be cruel to be kind. Let's do what is best for the children and not worry about what they think of us today. What is important is what they will think of us 10 years later.
So parenting is not an easy task, and it's a constant challenge. It's a constant challenge. You might see someone, he's on the right path, she's on the right path, but because of their children, and it's only natural. Your children, our children, they're the closest things to us. Our hearts are attached to them. Sometimes some people, they see their children hurt, their children struggling, they go and they do haram in order to please their children. Or they go and they do something that brings them away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's a challenge. And it's a challenge that has repercussions in this life and in the afterlife. And the repercussions, they could be both sides, either good or bad. If you have good children, if you have pious, righteous children, you will benefit from those children even after you have died. Even after you have left this life. And this is a hadith from the imams, from Rasulullah. It says that this person died, and this person was not very righteous. But then, because of their children, they did sadaqah, they did good, they prayed on behalf of their parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes that person. Allah changes. This person is suffering in their death, but because of the actions of their children, it changes. And that person, the suffering is lifted from that person. So we see that it's a challenge, and it has repercussions in this life and in the afterlife. So it's a difficult challenge. It's a very difficult challenge that we have to be very careful with. And today we see, if you read the statistics, you hear about the challenges that many of the youth are falling in. You read the news, you hear of the drugs, you hear of the crimes, you hear of the suicide rate within the youth. And it's not something, it's not a challenge that we only hear about in outside communities.
Thank you very much for listening to us. That was today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you and fi amanillah. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad.
محمد نبي علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي